Welcome back to our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And Coach, you knew coming into this weekend this Gopher team's got a lot of speed, and they certainly showed that in the first period, putting a lot of shots on net there in that first. Hannah came up with some spectacular plays, but 25-4 shots on net there in the first period. What does your team need to do to keep them from doing that again tomorrow?
Well, what was the score of the next two periods, Kelly?
The shots on net were...
No, score.
Oh, score. Oh.
2-2.
2-2, yeah.
There you go. Obviously, we couldn't have been worse in the first period. And give them credit. They were flying. But we didn't. We did not play the way we were capable of playing. We didn't do anything in terms of what we needed to do. We did a lot of... I thought we were intimidated. I thought we played scared. I thought we were back on our heels. But we challenged them after that period, and I thought we were a lot better. A lot better. And no question, they got a high-flying team. They're going to make plays, but it was 2-2 after that first period, and the game ended up 5-2.
You got great plays out of Hannah Hogensen.
Oh, Hannah was outstanding.
She was unbelievable between the pipes.
Yeah, not for her, the game would have been way out of reach after that first period. She was spectacular.
52 saves. Your team also blocked 24 shots out in front of her. That's just an incredible stat. I know you don't like to see that many blocked shots, but... credit your team. I'm guessing most of those came in the second and the third.
Actually, the most of the shots were blocked in the first. I think we only had five in the second, maybe seven in the second, or five in the third, seven in the second. So, again, they're a very skilled team. They're going to have the puck on their stick a lot. But after that first period, I thought we generated a lot more scoring chances. I think the shots were 15-10 in the second period. And, we hit a post. We had a couple others, right there where could have been 3-2 at the end of that second, but their goalie came up with some stops, and then we just kept, we kept battling, and just about every one of their goals was a highlight reel type goal, right? Tic-tac-toe, and that's what they're capable of.
Well, Paige Beebe, Grayson Myers, and Lydia Passolt had a great game. They actually not only scored two goals for you, but had that 2-on-0, and I know Lydia probably felt a little snake bit on that, but she finally scores her first goal of the season. I'm sure she's hoping that the floodgates open now.
Oh, yeah, big time. We need three to put the puck in net, so her getting that first one was huge for us.
What does your team need to do to come back here tomorrow and keep that, what happened in the second and third period, keep that going?
Well, that's what we talked about, Kelly. That's, we got to come back and play like that right from the puck drop. I mean, obviously we know that, they're going to create chances, but we need to come ready to play. The bottom line, as I said, it all starts with battling. You can't battle if you're on your heels. You got to play on your toes, and we did that much better job second, third period.
Coach, good luck tomorrow. We'll talk to you in the pregame show then.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thank you. Head coach Jim Scanlon joining us here in our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show.